to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and I want to thank you again for joining me on the broadcast at WJMM 99.1 FM, Central Kentucky Christian Radio. And we'll talk a little bit more about other ways that you can hopefully enjoy and share these messages and episodes to help you grow in your walk with the Lord and to share it with others that you love and want to share with. We're now well into our One Another series on how we are to grow and mature in our love for others and what that looks like as we fulfill the second greatest command, to love others as we love ourselves. As I said, if you missed any of those, you can go back and check at WJMM.com. Click on the podcast tab near the upper right, and then the Love and Lordship links, and you'll get today and the previous 2 days' messages. But you can also go to our website, loveandlordship.com, and get all of these, as well as many other videos and podcasts and articles. And in the articles, in almost all the articles, I have the scripture text link. I share with everybody every time I do this, please go and study the word for two reasons. Number one, that's where all of it needs to come from. And number two, to make sure that what I'm sharing with you is in line with that word. Don't just take my word for it, all right? Appreciate that. And you can contact me at loveandlordship, spell it all out and together, loveandlordship@gmail.com. Now in this series, we've followed God's word to share and hopefully learn more about what love actually looks like when it's being lived out in the image of Christ as he loved and loves us. This includes many positive commands, including serve one another, bear with others, be kind and compassionate to each other, forbear and be patient with others, teach and instruct, and many more. Not only do these one another's call and command us to act more like Christ, but to be willing to receive from others who are loving us as Christ does. This is the body of Christ, his church, in action. You've heard me say many times, repeating what I share in our book, The Authority of Love, Second Edition, that our acts of service, our one another's, can be, and quite often are, done in our flesh rather than in the spirit as acts of true love. I see this, I've been guilty of it, and I see this all the time when I counsel and mentor men and couples, marriages, and families that are very active in the church and serving, but have very little understanding what love and loving relationships truly are. And according to scripture, that's where it has to flow from. We no longer are doing these acts to be saved. It's because we have been saved by his grace through faith, and we desire out of love to give back to him and to others. This in no way negates or diminishes that we are called to humbly and lovingly serve others through all of these one another's, as Christ taught and modeled, as did the other authors and disciples and apostles in scripture. We are commanded to do so no less than they were. However, we must learn and mature in what godly love and kingdom relationships are in order for these to accomplish all that he desires and strengthen us as disciples to build up Christ's church. We've also covered several of these one another's that are more negative in what they instruct and command us to do, or whether not to do or to stop doing. All the one another's are somewhat difficult because our natural fleshly response to people is that until we mature beyond the flesh and then in the spirit as we train and develop, our natural response is, I don't want to do it that way. When we have that new character, that new person of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit in us, that changes. Those that tell us what not to do, those one another's that tell us what not to do or to stop doing, can be especially difficult because we've already trained ourselves by our fleshly habits to prefer certain people over others, to judge others when they disagree with us, to hold grudges and or complain against others when things don't go our way. Again, that's simply our natural, fleshly, emotional responses acting as it always does, apart from Christ. That's why it was not only necessary for God, through Christ, his Spirit, and his Word, to give us these commands, but it is imperative that we train ourselves by the power of the Spirit, in line with the Word, to learn to walk in them, and in so doing, to become more like Christ. Now, having briefly recapped several of the one another's that we've already covered in this series, and reminding us, not just you, but myself as well, that we need help and must humbly submit to His help in order to love as He loves, we're going to look at, in the rest of today's episode, perhaps the most powerful and one of the most difficult one another's in Scripture. Before I dive in, I want to remind you that in our book, The Authority of Love, Second Edition, I state that maybe the most powerful and poignant definition of love is found in Luke 23:34, and you'll know the person and the circumstance immediately. If you don't, please contact me to talk about it at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Here we find Jesus stating, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Remember, after having been abandoned, betrayed, denied, mocked, beaten, flogged, and now being nailed to a rough wooden cross, it wasn't simply the Roman Empire and guards, nor the Jewish leaders and mob that crucified him. It was my sin and your sin that placed him there. He was asking for my forgiveness and yours. Now, with this understanding of real love, we look specifically today at how we are to forgive one another. Faith is the foundation, but forgiveness is the pillar on which our life in Christ is made possible. He gave all to forgive us and calls us to forgive in the same way that He did. Without forgiveness, heaven and eternal life are out of reach. His forgiveness for us and our willingness to forgive others. Remember that our purpose in going through all these one another's in Scriptures is to fulfill the second part of the greatest command. Love yourself, who you are in Christ, so you can love others as you love yourself. The one another's teach us very clearly what loving our neighbors, i.e. all others, what that looks like. With that said, this one another is perhaps the most powerful and, as I've said, one of the most difficult ones we will encounter. But that in no way excuses us from following through with this extremely, perhaps most important aspect of love. Now, if you're just now joining us, we're talking about our ninth series in the One Another series, our ninth program, I should say, and we're on Forgive One Another. Paul continues from our previous command found in Ephesians 4:32, that we are to forgive one another just as in Christ God forgave you. Three simple yet profound words that will ultimately set the path for your life and relationships depending on whether you choose to obediently and lovingly follow through or not. I can't tell you how many people and couples and relationships and families that I've encountered, counseled, discipled, and mentored that have been completely impacted by this command. The actual percentage is 100. Either they have chosen not to forgive and have lived their entire life with the draining, fatiguing, overwhelming burden of unforgiveness that they think is actually making things better because of what someone else has done to them, and they're able to hold it against them. Or they have chosen to forgive and lay down that excruciating load of carrying someone else's sin toward them and or the offense that they wrongly held toward the other. Someone has said that unforgiveness is like filling a syringe with poison to inject the other person and then injecting yourself. Forgiveness, on the other hand, is not only loving and fulfilling, it may be the most freeing thing you will ever do. If Christ can forgive each and every one of us, that includes you and me, right? And our sins against Him and all others we've sinned against, then we can certainly extend that same forgiveness to others. Now, one final thought from God's Word in our book, The Authority of Love, Second Edition, on forgiveness that may help you understand the tremendous burden of unforgiveness. Matthew 6:14-15 states, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your heavenly Father will not forgive your sins." How do you think that's going to work out when you stand on judgment day before Him saying, "Thank you for forgiving me of all my sins, but I chose to hold it against a few people. So I know you'll forgive that. His word says that he won't. We didn't get it. We didn't truly believe and receive that free gift. And that's an incredible burden to bear, not only in this life, but in the life to come. Don't carry it around for one moment longer, because Jesus has made it so that you don't have to. Wrapping up with some food for thought, who do you need to forgive today? What unforgiveness are you holding on to? What grudges are you bearing toward others? Who do you need to ask forgiveness of today? I promise you that forgiving all others will free your heart and mind for all the Lord has in store for you, but you must truly forgive and let it go. 5 action items today. Number 1, spend time with Him in His Word and prayer daily. Read and study the Scriptures in this message as a way to start. Number 2, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. Number 3, meditate on all that God has forgiven you in Christ. Is there something you need to ask Him for forgiveness for right now? Then do it. Number 4, is there someone, anyone, maybe several, that may have wronged you and you've not forgiven them? Write down the names, pray for them, and ask the Lord for humility and courage to forgive them right now, today. Don't take a chance with that. And number 5, is there anyone you need to ask for their forgiveness? Do that today as well. Now join us tomorrow as we continue with another one another to help us love more like Christ. Invite your family, friends, loved ones, and even enemies to join us as we all need to hear the truth and love of the gospel of Jesus Christ in every part of our lives and in every relationship. Now, as I mentioned, you can go to loveandlordship.com and find many of these on video, articles, and podcasts, and we'd sure like to know what you think about that. Love to engage with you. Contact me at loveandlordship@gmail.com, and love to talk with you about any of that. If you have any questions or comments or disagree, I'm fine with all that. Thanks for those who have done that. Also there on the website, loveandlordship.com, there is a give tab near the upper right. It's got some blue and white in it. Click on that if the Lord is leading you to give to Love and Lordship as a ministry. If He's showing you that this is a kingdom ministry, then I pray you'd follow through with that. But if not, keep on praying until the Lord shows you who He wants you to partner with, and then be faithful and obedient to do that. Whatever that ministry or church is, make sure you're doing that with your home church first. Also, you can give on that site. You can give when you click on that give tab. It will take you right to a page that you can do one time or ongoing. It only takes a minute or two. So I want to thank you for that. All donations are tax deductible, and I greatly appreciate those. You can also give mobily, cash.app/$LoveAndLordship. Now that's cash.app/$LoveAndLordship all together with both L's capitalized. And if you want to do it by mail, the what we call the old-fashioned way these days, right? Do it. Love, send it to Love and Lordship. Make the check out to that. And mail it to 324 Timothy Drive, Nicholasville, Kentucky, 40356. That's Love and Lordship, mailed to 324 Timothy Drive, Nicholasville, Kentucky, 40356. Again, keep praying. If it's us, will you follow through? And I thank you. And if it's not, keep praying and then follow through where the Lord leads you. Thank you for joining us today. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day, and God bless in Christ. Stay tuned right now for Bill Reeser, my good friend and encounter. And at 12:45, another great friend, Greg Horn, and Hope is here. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.